14 Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, were you thrusting plus X all the time from initial contact until the time that you got the hard docking over?
That's affirmative, Bruce. Once I got her in the drogue, you know, we talked among ourselves and we told Al to hold off until I'm thrusting and I'm satisfied with the alignment. So when we made contact and I thrusted and it looked like we were, everything was good, and I held a positive plus X all the way until we got the latches.
Okay, now, from contact, when you started thrusting plus X, did you feel anything after the initial contact that would indicate that you'd moved on in and seated the probe in the center of the drogue? Specifically, do you feel that at the time that you selected retrack, the probe head was in such a position in the drogue that you should have already been in a barber pole position on the talkbacks, over?
Well, Bruce, the probe was obviously in the drogue, but, you know, there's no way of knowing, but the feeling among us here and my feeling is that, no, I don't think we had capture latch lock until after we went to primary. Now, you know, I'm sure y'all have looked at it, and you've got people down there tearing a probe apart, but I don't even know if it's physically possible, but I don't feel that we had any capture latches in that hole until that last operation when we went to primary and drove the beauty in there.
Okay, do you feel like the probe head was in such a position, do you feel like the position of the probe head changed on you any after you went to primary?
No. No, I was watching the limb. I was plus X and Al called primary and we started closing on it. And there was no movement, no.
Okay, we copy no movement after after you started the plus X and got yourself seated in there until such time as the bottle fired. That is no more closing movement, is that correct?
That's affirmative. As far as I can you know, tell, we were there, thrusting, holding steady. Okay, do you read me, Bruce?
Roger, reading you loud and clear, Stu.
Okay, and, you know, we got, we're sitting steady in the drogue, plus X, everything looking fine. We hit the retract switch, and we start moving together. I didn't hear anything nor see any action until we heard the latches close.
Roger, but while you were sitting there, then the talkback was gray, and then 3 seconds after you went to primary, approximately, you went barber pole, and the nominal sequence started.
Well, I was looking at the talkback, and that's about the only thing we saw, as we pointed out before. About 3 seconds after the initiation of the primary contact, the primary retract switch to the number one position, they went barber pole for perhaps quarter, half a second, and then the wind gray simultaneously with a hard dock.
Roger.
Hey, Bruce.
Go ahead, Stu.
Okay, and on that one now, we sort of have to live that. I guess it's something we need to, you're probably going to get to, but we, yesterday, you know, we called it a ripple fire, and we felt like we had them all, which we did. But it really felt like the latches, we got a couple, or, you know, it's hard to say how many, but we got some latches And then in some discrete time, maybe a quarter of a second or something like that, then we got the rest of them in a ripple. So I think we got the docking latches in two distinct times, separated by, you know, a very small amount, but at least it was enough to say it was not one continuous ripple fire.
Okay, Stu, we copy that. And I guess one last point on this this final docking sequence. Did the closure of the two vehicles start when you selected primary and continue for some period of time with the barber pole indication appearing during this period of closure, or did the flash to barber pole and then back coincide with the beginning of the closure for hard docking?
Hey, let's talk about that one a second, Bruce.
Roger. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bruce, let me give you my opinion from the right seat. We're coordinated, I think, on the way this happened. I saw us move in as previous attempts. We hit, moved just a little bit to prove alignment as the drogue forced the probe toward the center. And we started to bounce. It looked like we bounced, started to bounce back out. Stu hit the plus X thrust and held it what appeared to be right in the middle of the drogue with thrust. He called the retract. Al hit the retract, and a moment after that, it seemed like we started to move together. Al then called barber pole, called Gray, and we were moving together continuously during this time, and then I heard the fire go off of the latches making.
Okay, we copy that, Ed. Thank you.
No, we did not.
And I wonder if you could comment on the thrusting activity immediately after contact for each docking.
Okay, as I said, on the first one, I was going along...
We're referring more to any sort of stable attitude control or stabilization thrusting other than the plus X. I think you've pretty well covered the plus X for us.
Oh, that's the only thrusting I did. That's all it took to align it. I did no other movements either with the RHC or the THC after contact except plus X.
Okay, we copy that.
Bruce, the probe was sufficiently close to the center of the drogue on each of those contacts. I believe that the marks we pointed out to you on television yesterday represent the initial contact of the probe. It could not have been more than an inch and a half or 2 inches from the center of the drogue at that time on any of the contacts.
All right, it looked like Stu was right in there in the center from what we could see on the TV last night on those contacts.
That's affirmative. It looked the same way up the right window.
14, this is Houston. In the process of making the docking yesterday, we advised you to check some circuit breakers, which you did. Did you at any time cycle any of these circuit breakers, that is, open and then reclose them, over?
Okay, all we did was check them. That's the group four and the docking probe circuit breakers. I just checked them, you know, by pushing on them, but no, we did not pull any and then push them back in.
Okay, we copy, and that about winds up our queries on the docking probe situation, and we'll be ready to go on the launch vehicle debrief here in a minute or so.
Okay, Bruce.
Okay.
No, 14, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, last night on the docking probe removal, after you took the preload off the probe, could you tell whether the probe head was in fact locked into the drogue at that time or not?
It appeared to be, Bruce. I took the preload off, and in fact, I think Al made that question, and we both looked up around at the probe head to see if we could see anything that looked unusual about it, or whether it looked like it was out or anything, and it did not. Everything looked normal.
Could you feel and tell whether the head of the probe was locked into the drogue or not?
No, I guess the answer to that would be we don't know. But now, I guess, as you realize, after I collapsed the probe, it definitely was.
Okay, you say after you collapsed the probe, the head of the thing was definitely locked in there.
Yeah, it was hanging in there, and I had to apply a little tug to get it out. I went right by the decal on the checklist, and I think you asked at that time about the force that it took to bring it out, and it appeared, you know, reasonably normal for the first time that I had done it in zero G. It didn't appear to be anything funny about it.
Yeah. Bruce, just make it clear, there is no question about the capture latches being through the drogue, but the question of whether they were locked or not is one we don't know the answer to.
Right, that, of course, is the question that we were trying to get at here just now.